Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. What a sliding room is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
Oh,
somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. The gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody. Yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might even snatch all the world and its gold, but the gold happiness when you're getting old. The world, whole world's the same, you're never gonna change it. Change it as long as the stars shine above. You're nobody until somebody loves.
Shut up. They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice.
Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Maimonides Park. We're in Brooklyn, New York, and tonight the Blue Claws try for a playoff spot as they take on the Cyclones of Brooklyn. I'm Greg Giamborisi, Jersey Shore 38-27, Phillies affiliates, of course, Brooklyn 32-33, affiliate of the New York Mets. Sam Aldegheri for Jersey Shore, he's 5-3 with a 2.67 ERA, and he will oppose right-hander Jonah Tong, who's 1-0 with a 4.26 earned run average. Two of the more promising pitching prospects in each of their respective organizations taking the field and the mound here tonight. The Blue Claws, though, enter the day needing not just a win, but help. And help, at least at the moment, does not appear to be on the way. And that is because Greensboro, who has a half-game lead on Jersey Shore coming into tonight, and thus they can clinch the first-half title with merely a win. And the Blue Claws need both a win and a Greensboro loss. Greensboro already a 2-0 lead on Hudson Valley. That game started at 6:30. Just so here's how things are going for the Blue Claws tonight. The Greensboro starter, Dominic Baracci, struck out two of the first three batters, both on three pitches. Through a seven-pitch first inning. Then at the bottom of the first, a walk, a wild pitch, an RBI double, a stolen base throwing error. It was 2-0, and then the manager for Hudson Valley, Nick Ortiz, got thrown out of the game. So before we even came on the air, Greensboro had a 2-0 lead on Hudson Valley, and Hudson Valley's manager is back in the clubhouse. So certainly not the start that the Blue Claws were looking for. But if you're Jersey Shore, look, all you can do is win the game in front of you here tonight. And anything else that happens, it's out of your hands. And, you know, they know that, and you know, they're going to go out there and try to win tonight. And if they get the help that they need, then great. And if not, then they will finish with 10 games over 500 or at least, and a tremendous first half that will come up just a little bit short. Elsewhere in the Philly system tonight, Clearwater is playing a win-and-in game at Jupiter. The interesting part of that game is Jupiter is playing for a playoff spot as well. Jupiter and Palm Beach are tied at 36-29. Palm Beach is losing to Tampa 2-0. Clearwater's win and in if against Jupiter. No score, bottom two at Jupiter. If Clearwater does not win, then Lakeland would get in, winning the FSL West over Clearwater if they were to win tonight. And they are playing Bradenton, who's seven games under 500, and that game is no score in the top half of the second. So a lot going on with playoff opportunities for both the Blue Claws and Clearwater here tonight. It's now 3-0 Greensboro as Nick Zamillo is homered in the bottom half of the first inning. So the Grasshoppers, a quick 3-0 lead in the bottom of the first. If they win, there is nothing the Blue Claws can do to make the playoffs. So that's kind of the scene setter for you here today at Maimonides Park in Brooklyn. Blue Claws have won the first two games of this series. Last night, a 2-0 win. Gene Cabrera threw six scoreless innings with eight strikeouts. William Bergoya had a two-run single in the fourth inning, added two stolen bases. Gunnar Mayer followed Cabrera with two scoreless innings of his own, and Daniel Harper threw a scoreless night to earn his seventh save of the season. But that only kept the Blue Claws within a half game of Greensboro, who were, of course, winners yesterday afternoon in game two of that series against Hudson Valley. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll look at the pitching matchups for tonight from here at Maimonides Park. Blue Claws and Cyclones on the home of the Claws. That is blueclaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back inside by Monody's Park here in Brooklyn, New York. Beautiful day. Temperatures got up to about 90, 92 degrees in Jersey and Brooklyn today. But here on Coney Island, we're right on the Atlantic Ocean. It's about 81 degrees. Little breeze blowing in from right center, as is always the case here. And a perfect night for some Blue Claws baseball. Blue Claws will send left-hander Sam Aldighieri to the mound tonight. He is a 22-year-old left-hander from Verona, Italy. 5-3 with a 2.67 earned run average this season. He's had a tremendous year. 10 starts, 54 innings, 28 hits, holding opponents to a batting average of just 151. He has walked 22, and he has struck out 74 on the season. So it's been a tremendous campaign for Aldighieri, who enters the day third in the Sally League in ERA at 2.67, fourth in strikeouts at 74, first in whip at .93, first in opponent's batting average at .151. He'll be opposed by right-hander Jonah Tong, who began his year with St. Lucie, and all he did there was allow one unearned run in 18 and two-thirds innings with 36 strikeouts before getting promoted to Brooklyn. Tonight he'll make his ninth start with the Cyclones, 31 and two-thirds innings, 30 hits, 15 earned runs, 17 walks, 38 strikeouts, a 4.26 ERA. However, five of those 15 earned runs came in one-third of an inning. That was against the Blue Claws in Lakewood on June the 1st. If you take out that one game, his ERA with Brooklyn would be a sparkling 2.80. So it'll be a good pitching matchup. Tong is actually friendly with Blue Claws catcher Ryan Leach, who's not in the lineup today, but Tong is from Canada, Markham, Ontario, Canada, and played in a youth baseball program a couple of years younger than Leach, but that was run by Ryan Leach's father, Rich. So they're familiar with each other, they know each other, and they took a picture during the series when Brooklyn was in Lakewood a couple of weeks ago. Tong ended up pitching his last high school season at Georgia Premier, Statesboro, Georgia, and then was drafted by the Mets in the seventh round of 2022. Pitched last year 10 appearances between the FCL and St. Lucie, and then he began this year with St. Lucie in dynamite fashion before getting the bump up to High A Brooklyn. Blue Claws will be in their grays tonight, their road grays, and Brooklyn will be in their home whites here at Maimonides Park on beautiful Coney Island. Sit out here, look out, and you have the Atlantic Ocean out to the right behind the right field wall, and then behind the left field wall you have the Cyclone, which of course is what the team is named after, and all the tremendous rides that you have here at Coney Island, the Boardwalk Games, the Nathan's Hot Dog, the original Nathan's famous hot dog stand down in left field and in foul ground as well. So just a beautiful ballpark. You've never been here. Certainly urge you to come on down the next time you can, and maybe when the Blue Claws are back in town, and they'll play two more three-game series after the All-Star break in July, and then a six-game series August 20th through the 25th. So Blue Claws need a win and help. Help is going to come, if it is going to come, it's going to come from the Hudson Valley Renegades, who have not delivered yet so far. They're down 3-0. That game is in the top half of the second inning. And now it's going to the bottom half of the second inning. Dominic Paracci, the starter for Greensboro, has thrown 17 pitches, 17 strikes, and retired all six Renegades that he has faced. Greensboro's a half game ahead of Jersey Shore, 38-26. Blue Claws are 38-27. They had a game rained out. Greensboro did in Asheville a few weeks ago. So if that series, that game will not be made up. So that there's your half game difference right now. And because that game will not be made up, Blue Claws won't get to take advantage of the tiebreaker that they actually earned over Greensboro by winning four of the six meetings between the two teams in Greensboro last week. So Blue Claws in a little trouble here. They need a Hudson Valley rally, already down 3-0 before we get underway here. Last night, William Bergoya had two more hits. He's hitting .377 since he entered the April 30th game at .145 on the season. And he's also 35 for 84 in his last 24 games, .417. So very few people in all of baseball playing as well as William Bergoya, the 19-year-old, over the last few weeks. Justin Crawford, 19 hits in his last 48 at-bats over his last 11 games. He had two hits in both ends of the doubleheader Saturday, 2-for-3 on Sunday. He's got 8 multi-hit games in his last 11 games overall. Last night, Gene Cabrera threw 110 pitches, 6 scoreless, struck out 8, and it's the most pitches thrown by a Blue Claw since Nick Fenny threw 113 twice in 2 no-hitters in 2017. One on July 17th against Charleston, and one he got 26 outs of the 27 in a May 6th, 2017 no-hitter at Columbia. And that does not include Matt Russell, who threw 125 pitches in one game. The only difference was that game took place across 6 weeks. Played 3 innings in Aberdeen, and then the game got suspended, and it was finished in Lakewood a few weeks later. And because of the fact that it was Russell's day to pitch, he ended up just staying in the game for himself. So he ended up pitching 8 innings in that game and threw 125 pitches, again, across 6 different across 6 weeks between the two games, or between the two dates in which the game was completed. Aiden Miller will be back in the lineup today for Jersey Shore. He was a late scratch yesterday, but he's back in there today. 6-4 his last 16 with a home run after an 0-for-9 start with Jersey Shore. Hill in his usual spot, batting second behind Justin Crawford and playing at short. Leandro Pineda, who did not start the first game of the series because of the doubleheader, or sorry, because of the left-handed pitcher, Felipe de la Cruz from Brooklyn. He's back in there for the second straight game as the starting first baseman, batting third, hitting 335 as Pineda since back on May the 27th. He had a two-hit game as well last night. Jordan Disson, 7 homers on the year. And 4 of them have come since May 31st. He will be back in the lineup tonight for the Blue Claws doing the catching and batting ninth. Blue Claws will send up Crawford, Miller, Pineda in the first. And when we come back, we'll tell you all about it. Starting lineups and first pitcher next from Maimonides Park. Blue Claws and Cyclones on the home of the Clones, blueclaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Thanks to the Downtown Voices. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Maimonides Park here in Brooklyn, New York, on Coney Island. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball, on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com. And the TuneIn Radio. Tonight, the Blue Claws take on the Brooklyn Cyclones. It's the final day of half number one of the 2024 South Atlantic League. And the Blue Claws come in at 38-27, needing a win and help from the Hudson Valley Renegades, who are in Greensboro tonight. Blue Claws 38-27, about a half game behind Greensboro. So to make the postseason as first half champs, Jersey Shore needs the win, and they need a loss from the Grasshoppers, who are up 3-0 in the second inning against Hudson Valley. Brooklyn, tonight's opponent for Jersey Shore, 32-33, and of course the high-A affiliate of the New York Mets, as they have been since 2001. 1. Good pitching matchup. In fact, really good pitching matchup. Jonah Tong for Brooklyn. Right-hander, 1-1, a 4.26 ERA. But his ERA with the Cyclones would be 2.8 if you knock out one start against the Blue Claws on May 31st when he allowed 5 runs in the third of an inning. Sam Altagiri starts for Jersey Shore. He's 5-3 with a 2.67 ERA, third best in the league. Here's the Blue Claws lineup. Justin Crawford leads off in center. Then Aiden Miller in short, and Leandro Pineda at first. Henry Mendez, the DH, will bat fourth, and Aaron Brito at third. William Bergoya is the second baseman. He'll bat sixth. Then Marion Boyd at left. Troy Schrempf is in right field. He'll bat eighth. And batting ninth and catching is Jordan Disson. So here's Crawford on a beautiful night in Coney Island. 7:02 p.m. for the first pitch. 81 degrees, and it's a fastball foul back to our left up here out of play. And the count is nothing and one. Clear skies here tonight. Tong turned 21 years old yesterday, June the 19th. And the righty's pitch is a breaking ball down and inside. The home plate umpire is Stone Garver, and the base umpire is Davian Fry. Shadows creeping out right now. Tong in the sun, and then Crawford in the shade, about halfway to where the line is on the shadows. But that won't be true for too much longer as Justin takes a call and strike, and it's 1-2. Aiden Miller and Leandro Pineda will follow Crawford, a 20-run left-handed batter from Las Vegas, Nevada. And he chases a high fastball, swinging a miss, strike three. So Crawford down swinging, one up, one down. And it'll bring up the aforementioned Miller, a 20-year-old. He turned 20 on Sunday of last week, June 9th, which was the day that he was told he was promoted from low A Clearwater to join the Blue Claws. He was second in the Florida State League in slugging percentage and OPS at the time of his promotion. Hitting 285 with 5 homers with the Threshers. Fastball high, 1-0. 6 for 25 with Jersey Shore, home run and 4 runs batted in. His teammates from Clearwater are trying to make the postseason with a win tonight there in Jupiter, Florida against the Hammerheads. Fastball low. The team that beat them in the Florida State League Championship Series a year ago. Clearwater's in with a win or a loss by Lakeland, so they don't need the help that the Blue Claws do. The Claws need a win and help to win the first half. Miller fouls that one back to our right up here, and it rattles around on the second level of the press box. Count is 2-1 on Aiden Miller. We'll give you the Brooklyn defensive alignment in just a moment. And that one up and away for a strike. And the count is even at 2-2. Like a slider there from Jonah Tong at 83 miles an hour. And the right-hander peers in for the sign of the 2-2 to Miller. And he chases a slider in the dirt. Or does he know? Says Davian Fry, the base umpire. Count is 4-3 balls and 2 strikes. These teams are meeting for the 15th time this year of 27. 12 more meetings all here in Brooklyn. Blue Claws have won 8 of the first 14, including the first 2 games of this series. Here's a bouncer to the left side. Lara, the shortstop, boots it. Hits off the heel of his glove, and Miller's safe. That'll be an E6. On the shortstop, Wilfredo Lara. And already the Blue Claws have a base runner. Miller can run a little bit already. 2 stolen bases in a week and a half with the Blue Claws. He had 10 with Clearwater. Here's Pineda, who's hitting 302, 7 home runs, and 41 runs batted in. So we mentioned Clearwater in with a win there. No score, top of the fourth in Jupiter. Pineda fouls one back into the screen. And the count is nothing and one. Pineda's had a great year. In parts of a third season with Jersey Shore, he was here all of last year in the last couple of weeks of 2022. But this is the best he's played by some margin. And he hits a slow roller foul, first base side. And the count is nothing and two. Now 22 years old. He just turned 22 back on June the 4th, so a little over 2 weeks ago. And he's made a few changes to his stance this year. He's slightly more open. He bends down a little bit more, and his hands are also a little bit lower than they were last year. And those adjustments have certainly paid off with Adam Lynn, the Blue Claws' first year hitting coach, throw to first, and diving back in is Miller. Blue Claws and Cyclones split six games twice in Lakewood, once in April, once late May into the first week of June. And there goes Miller, pitches high, throw by Pregin on target, tag in time. Miller out, diving in head first and second. Good throw by Christian Pregin, and that is out number two. Shortstop Lara, who made the error, allowing Aiden to reach base, tags him out. So now two men away, one ball, two strikes on Pineda. No score, top half of the first here at Maimonides Park. And Jonah Tonga wears number 33, deals breaking ball, Scott to shallow right. Kellum Clark coming on, he's there, makes the catch. And retires the side, no runs, no hits, one error, nobody left. We've played half an inning, it's Jersey Shore nothing. Brooklyn coming to bat on the home of the Claws, BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays of the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Sam Aldegari, the left-hander from Verona, Italy, 21 years old on the mound, or 22 years old on the mound tonight for Jersey Shore. And he'll face Nick Morabito, the center fielder, to lead things off for Brooklyn in the bottom of the first today. No score here at Maimonides Park. Morabito in center, Chris Suero at first, and Nick LaRusso at third. Stanley Kunzwanger is the left fielder, that's fourth, and Wilfredo Lara, the shortstop, and Junior Tillian, the second baseman. First pitch, bouncer to short, Miller's there. Plays it belt high, throws to first, and one away. So Morabito grounds out. Batting sixth, as we said, Tillian at second, then Kellum Clark at right, and the catcher, Christian Pregin. He will bat eighth, and batting ninth, and doing the DHing is Andrel Lantigua. So one a pitch and one out. And swing and a miss by Chris Suero, the first baseman. No balls and a strike. He's at 233 in 31 games. Four home runs, 20 ribbies. Six stolen bases as well. Went to All Hallows High School. Fastball strike for a couple of years. And then moved back to the Dominican Republic before signing with the Mets. And he calls time and steps out. This is 32nd game with Brooklyn. Aldegari has had a magnificent season in 10 starts. This is 11th with Jersey Shore. Swing and a miss. Strike three gets Suero two away. 5-3 at 2.67 ERA. 54 innings, 28 hits. He has walked 22. He has struck out 74. Here's Nick LaRusso at 257, 9 homers, 35 RBIs, and 5 stolen bases for the University of Maryland product. And a curveball in there for his strike. He's got 9 bombs, as we said. 4 came in 1 week, about a month ago, and won SAL Player of the Week. And this one popped up foul to the right out of play. 23-year-old from Carmel, New York. Ninth round pick in 2023 by the Mets. Stanley Consuegra would be next. Two out, nobody on, no score in the first. Oh, the Gary peers in for the sign, has one from Disson, and the pitch is on the inside corner, called strike, and it's one and two. Blue Claws in the second inning will send up Henry Mendez, Eric Brito, and William Bergoya, 4, 5, and 6. And Aldegary peeks in for the side, and the pitch is lifted off, first foul. That'll go out of play toward the parking lot. I hope it doesn't hit my car. And it's still 1-2, Nick LaRusso. Aldegary was our guest on the latest Hook, Line, and Splitter podcast, posted it yesterday. Here's a line shot down the left field line. Will it stay fair? Yes, fair ball. And it bangs off the wall in the left field corner. Up with it to Marion Boyd. Into second base goes LaRusso with a double. And he's in scoring position for Brooklyn with two out in the first. It's the game's first base hit. So LaRusso banks one down to the corner. Two bagger, and that'll bring up Consuegra, the left fielder, who yesterday became the all-time Brooklyn Cyclone games played leader. He's at 236 on the season, 7 home runs and 31 runs batted in on the year. Pass Jalen Palmer for that. Here's a broken back grounded to Miller at short. Plays the hop, running throw, and plenty of time to get Consuegra side retired. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. He played one inning, no score on the home of the Claws, BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
No score. We hit the top half of the second inning here at Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, on Coney Island. Jersey Shore needing a win and a loss by Greensboro. And I'll tell you what, the Blue Claws have got absolutely no help this last week. And, you know, you got to give Greensboro some credit for that, obviously. But if the Blue Claws win tonight, here's Henry Mendez. And he swings over a breaking ball from Jonah Tong, nothing and one. If the Blue Claws win tonight, then they will have gone 7-2 over their last nine games since leaving Greensboro in first place after a win on June 9th. Gone 7-2 to close it out and lost ground. That one low and the count 1-1, assuming that Greensboro-Hudson Valley score holds, and it's 3-0 Greensboro going to the top half of the fourth. Just unfortunate if that's the way it works out, because the Blue Claws have certainly played well enough to make it, but you know, some things out of their control. Swing and a miss by Mendez out in front of the changeup. Mendez at 250, no homers, and 16 runs batted in. Clearwater playing for a playoff spot. Win and in for them. They're no score, top of the fifth inning in Jupiter tonight. Mendez, a left-handed batter. The left side of the infield shifts to the left. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Tong gets him strike three. Second strikeout for Jonah Tong. Here's third baseman Eric Brito hitting 257 with a home run and 16 runs batted in. And Brito, 11 stolen bases in 15 attempts as well. When you look out behind the left field wall here, it's just a spectacular view. All the roller coasters from the Coney Island boardwalk out beyond the left field wall. And Brito swings and misses, nothing in one. And then out behind the right field wall, you have more of the boardwalk. There's a pier that's pretty crowded right now. And then that goes out 100 yards or so into the Atlantic Ocean. And then behind that, you know, beyond that, just beautiful blue water and blue sky tonight. Some ships out there coming and going in the New York Harbor. And then you can see the northeastern part of Staten Island as well. Here's the 0-1. That's way outside. One ball, one strike on Eric Brito. Greg Bratzinski coaching at third in his usual spot, and Orlando Munoz is coaching at first. As it often does here, wind blowing in off the ocean from right field. And that one's found the way by Brito down the right field line, 1-2. Defensively for the Cyclones, it's Stanley Consuegra in left, Nick Morabito in center, Kellum Clark in right, Nick LaRusso at third, Wilfredo Lara at short, Junior Tillian at second, Chris Suero at first, and Christian Pregent is doing the catching tonight for the Cyclones. Mets affiliates. They were in the New York Penn League from 2001 through 2019, and then no baseball in 2020. Moved up to this league in 2021. Foul back into the screen by Brito, and the count remains 1-2. We'll follow the Hudson Valley Greensboro game for you. Just cross your fingers that Hudson Valley can rally, but down 3-0 going to the fourth. Breaking ball way outside. The count is 2-2. And I, just as pressing as being down 3-0 in the fourth, they don't have a base runner yet. 10 batters in, and Dominic Baranchi has retired them all on just 29 pitches. 2-2. And Brito looks at a curveball from Tong way outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Since 2001, when the Blue Claws came into existence, this is only the third time that they've gone into the last day needing a win and help. Bouncer up the middle, behind the bag at second base. Tillian on the third base side, flips it back to first. In time gets Brito by half a step. Well picked at first by Chris Suero. And that is out number 2. Great play by Tillian, 4-3 in the putout. The Blue Claws, when they've needed a win and help, as is the case tonight, they've gotten it. And I don't know if that just means their luck is going to run out. Who knows? We'll see. But you know, they've gotten it. 2018, they needed a win and a loss by Kannapolis on Father's Day, the last day of the first half back then, to get in, and they got it. And that one in there for a called strike to William Bergoglio, count nothing in one. And then last year, of course, at the end of the season, in the second half, they needed a win and a loss by Brooklyn here to Wilmington. And Blue Claws picked up a magnificent win against Hudson Valley. Fastball inside, 1-1. In one of the crazier games that I've ever done, and I've done almost 2,000 Blue Claws games over the years, that Sunday in Wappingers Falls. Fastball strike. Blue Claws had the lead, lost the lead, tied the game on a throwing error, made a couple great defensive plays to take the or to keep the game in alive in extra innings, and then won in the 11th against the backup catcher because Hudson Valley had run out of pitchers. 1-2 to Bergoglio, swing and a miss. Tong blows the fastball by him at 94, strike 3. Side retired. A 1-2-3 inning for Jonah Tong, and we've played an inning and a half. No score on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and the TuneIn app.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another Summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Back inside Maimonides Park here in Brooklyn, the Blue Claws need a win and help. They're not winning, no score. And they're not getting any help either. 3-0 Greensboro over Hudson Valley. So we'll see if Jersey Shore can at least do their part. And it'll be Sam Aldieri against Wilfredo Lara, Jr. Tillian, and Kellum Clark, 5, 6, and 7 for the Cyclones here in the bottom half. Inning number two, no score on Coney Island. First pitch by Aldieri is inside. And the count is 1-1 and no strikes on right-handed hitting Wilfredo Lara. 222, 2 homers and 18 runs batted in. That one is on the inside corner, called strike. And the count is 1-1. Aldieri, the reigning South Atlantic League pitcher of the week. And why not? And that one up and outside. Last week in his start against Wilmington last Thursday, he gave up just 2 hits and 2 walks while striking out 9 over 6 scoreless innings in his last 3 starts. Sam has struck out 29 batters in 16 innings. Here's a liner deep down the left field line. Will it stay fair? Yes. And it one hops off the left field wall. That'll be a leadoff double for Wilfredo Lara. Marion Boyd plays it back in. So a 2-base hit. Second double for the Cyclones. That'll bring up the second baseman, Junior Tillian. Defensively for the Blue Claws, it's the left fielder Imarian Boyd, Justin Crawford in center, Troy Schreffler in right, Eric Brito is at third, Aiden Miller's at short, William Burgoyne is at second, Leandro Pineda is at first, and with the catching tonight for the Blue Claws is Jordan Disson. So Aldieri will have to pull a Braden Fosnut. Runner dances off second. What does that mean? Well, first pitch, a changeup inside to Junior Tillian, and the count is 1-0. On Sunday in the win over Wilmington back in Lakewood, Fosnot pitched around 3 different leadoff doubles in his 5 2/3, allowing 1 run, fouled back on the screen by Tillian, and the count 1-1. Tillian played 33 games at the end of last year with Brooklyn, where he hit .228 with 3 homers after spending most of last season with Low A St. Lucie in the Florida State League. 1-1 of the right-handed batter. Aldieri peeks back at the lead runner, Lara at second. Fastball low, picked by Disson, and it's 2-1. Tillian, 21 years old, from San Pedro de Macari in the Dominican Republic, known as the cradle of short stumps. Well, if you want no news from Greensboro, apparently it can be good news. Nick Cimillo is homered for the second time in that game, and Greensboro leads Hudson Valley 4-0 now in the bottom of the fourth. Breaking ball in the dirt, and he did not go, says the base umpire Davian Fry. So 3-1 now on Junior Tillian. Once again, the Blue Claws need a win and a Greensboro loss to make it. If not, it'll be the Grasshoppers in the postseason as first half champs, and the Blue Claws will have to try to win the second half. 3-1. Liner down the left field line again by Tillian. That's a fair ball and a mirror image of Lara's double, except this one will score Lara. Tillian in the second, doubling one hop off the left field fence, and the Cyclones take a 1-0 lead. So 3 doubles allowed by Aldieri. Almost all of them have been the, or all 3 of them, they've been the same. Liners down the left field line, fair by a few feet, and one hop off the wall. Tillian's 18th run batted in, and that'll bring up Kellum Clark, the right fielder. So here's Kellum Clark. This is his first appearance against Jersey Shore, 20th round pick in 2023 out of Mississippi State. Began the year with St. Lucie in the Florida State League and went 3-for-20. And he's 3-for-19 here with Brooklyn so far this season. The runner at second. There's still nobody out in this home second inning, and Brooklyn leading it 1-0 over the Blue Claws in a literal must-win for Jersey Shore. 0-1, and that one a little cutter outside. One ball and one strike. Let's check in on the Phillies' low-A affiliate in Clearwater. They are in with a win, and they are no score in the sixth. In fact, they don't have a hit yet, although the starter for Jupiter, who threw five perfect innings, is now out of the game. And a breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-2. Clearwater went with Luke Russo tonight, who had a 5.1 ERA coming in. He's thrown five scoreless innings. We'll see if he stays in. He's only thrown 52 pitches. So that game is no score in the sixth. Clearwater is in with a win. And if they lose, 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by Kellum Clark. Strike three. Second strikeout for Aldegary. If Clearwater loses, then that would open things up for Lakeland, who would be in with a win and a Clearwater loss. Lakeland is no score. End of the fourth inning against Bradenton. So we'll follow those for you. Hopefully our pal Marty Malloy can get back to the postseason. He made it with the Blue Claws in 2018, nearly in 2017. That one is inside. One ball, no strikes on right-handed hitting catcher Christian Pregent. And then made it with Clearwater last year. They ended up losing in the championship series, unfortunately, to Jupiter. Pregent at 178 in 23 games with no homers, has one in his career. 23-year-old from Stetson, 10th round pick of the Mets in 2023. Well, 2-0 on him. Aldegary's allowed three doubles so far, two in this inning, and it's 1-0 Cyclones. Runner at second, Tillian, who drove in the first run. Curveball from Sam, and that drops in there for a called strike. And the count is 2-1. With the number 9 hitter, Andriel Lantigua, in the on-deck circle. Aldegary from the belt, the Italian southpaw. Line sharply down the left field line. Another two-base hit. This one, two hops the left field wall. Dillian scores. Pregent goes to second. And he's there with an RBI double. And it's 2-0 Cyclones in inning number two. Deuces are wild for Brooklyn. They have four doubles. And they have a 2-0 lead. And here's Andiel Lantigua. And here is Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach. Lantigua's bounced around Florida State League with St. Lucie, Eastern League with Binghamton, made three appearances combined. This is his first with Brooklyn. And began his career in 2022, only his 45th appearance. 20-year-old, basically a utility catcher who will go where needed from Katui in the Dominican Republic. Berge out of the mound. That conference trying to be broken up now, and it is by the home plate umpire, Stone Garver. Clearwater finally got a base runner. Avery Owusu-Asiedu singled in the top of the sixth with two outs after the first 17 threshers to step to the plate tonight were retired. Clearwater is in with a win in Jupiter. Curveball dropped by Disson. Pitch was a strike, and down to third goes Pregent, and that'll be a pass ball on Jordan Disson. I don't think he was crossed up. He just dropped the ball, and that allows Pregent to go second and third. Aldegary, that was a good pitch, but he doesn't seem as sharp tonight. Blue Claws now have to bring the infield in. Very rarely do you see him get hit this hard at all. In fact, as we said before, opponents are hitting just 151 against him this season. Swing and a miss. By Andriel Lantigua, the count is nothing and two. He has allowed four doubles already to the first eight batters, and all of them have been hit hard. Could use a strikeout here with a runner at third, one away, two runs already home. And the pitch is on the inside corner. Anthony's got him looking strike three. Third strikeout for Sam, and that's two away. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked
with Lumpf. So two out, and here's Morabito, the center fielder with a runner at third. Curveball, inside and low. It's one ball to no strikes. Morabito began the year hitting .397 in 24 games with low A St. Lucie. Bounces one foul behind the plate, one ball, one strike. And then got the well-deserved call-up here to Brooklyn. .288 coming into today for Morabito. Grounded out on Aldegary's first pitch back in the first inning. Runner at third, two down, 2-0 Cyclones. And another roller foul third base side toward the Jersey Shore dugout, and the count is still 1-2. This field, if you don't know, is turf. And the only dirt aspects of the field are the home plate circle, the pitcher's mound, and then both bullpens, which are both off the field and foul ground down the left field line and the right field line. Swing and a miss. Aldegary gets Morabito, strike three, four Ks for Aldegary, but three doubles and two runs for the Cyclones. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and one left. He played two, 2-0 Brooklyn on the home of the Claws. It's blueclaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back inside Maimonides Park here in Greensboro, we head into the top half of the third. Blue Claws down 2-0. They got to get going, and Hudson Valley's got to get going. They trail 4-0. Blue Claws down 2-0. Top of the 30, Marion Boyd takes a fastball for a strike from Jonah Tong over the outside corner, and the count is 0-1. Tong, right-hander from Canada, he's friends with Blue Claws catcher Ryan Leach. In fact, Tong played for Leach's dad in an AAU-style youth program in Canada before the Mets drafted him in 2022. Boyd at .219, a homer, 17 RBIs. And here's a high fly ball down the right field line by Boyd, slicing out of play. And it's one ball and two strikes. Troy Schreffler and Jordan Disson are the next two for Jersey Shore in the top half of the third against a good pitcher in Tong. Now, they knocked Tong out after a third of an inning back on June 1st in Lakewood. Boyd late on a high fastball, fouls it off down the right field line out of play. And the count is one ball, two strikes still on the right-handed hitting outfielder from Batesville, Mississippi. Clearwater has taken the lead. A two-out double by Jordan Viers, and they lead Jupiter 1-0. Boyd strikes out swinging a slider. Fourth strikeout for Tong, one away. So Clearwater, that game now in the bottom of the sixth inning, 11 outs away. They got the first out of this inning. They're 11 outs away from clinching a spot in the postseason. Something like six teams in minor league baseball have a better record than Clearwater, and only seven teams have a better record than Lakeland, who's a half game Clearwater. So one of them really good teams are going to miss out
And hopefully it's the Threshers who get in and the Flying Tigers who miss out. But we'll see. But Clearwater, a 1-0 lead in the sixth. They are in with a win. 1-0 on Troy Schreffler, who's had a solid year. Three homers, 14 ribbies. Fastball strike, 224 on the year. Got to a good start. Slumped, has picked it up a little bit the last couple of days. Had a huge game-tying two-run double in the bottom of the sixth of a 7-inning game on Saturday, against Wilmington. Swings through that pitch by Tong, and the count is 1-2. Hudson Valley just went down 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth against right-hander Dominic Paracchi, who has faced 15 batters, retired 15 batters, and struck out 7. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Schreffler down swinging, 2 away, and that'll bring up catcher Jordan Disson. Disson, right-handed batter from Malvern Prep outside of Philly. 206. Does have 7 homers and 25 runs batted in. Had 4 last year with Clearwater. 12th round pick 2 years ago. High fly ball cranked into left. Going back on it, Consuegra to the track. Turns around at the wall, and it's off the left center field wall. Disson on his way to second. Throw by Consuegra. Sliding tag save. Disson to the left side of the bag, going in towards second base, touched it with his right hand and held on just in there. Thought he had a homer maybe, and it banged off the wall in left. So a two-base hit for Jordan Disson, and that'll bring up Justin Crawford, the center fielder. Disson just missed a grand slam, which would have been his 8th homer of the year back on Tuesday, and it turned into a long single. And Crawford takes that one low. Not because Jordan was watching it or anything, but all the runners were tagging up because it was going to be close to being caught or potentially over the wall. So if it was caught, they wanted to be able to tag up. So when it hit the wall, everybody can only move up one base. Crawford shoots one foul up the third base line out of play. The count 1-1. Crawford, 19 hits in his last 49 at-bats. Disson leads off second. Tong's pitch, slow roller, and foul behind home plate. 1-2 on Justin. 20-year-old from Las Vegas. Had a stretch. I can't recall another time a Blue Claw had a stretch like Justin had. He had 8 multi-hit games in 9 games played in a row. And the 1-2 is a bouncer off third. Tough play. Long run. LaRusso hits off the end of his glove, and everybody is safe. That should be a base hit. That was a tough play for LaRusso. Had to go a long way to his left after that and couldn't quite grab it. They're going to give it an error. E5 on LaRusso. That was not an easy play, because even if he had fielded it, I don't know how he was going to be able to get the runner Crawford, who runs extremely well. After, you know, he's going to have to twist his body and make an accurate throw. That was going to be a tough play. That's a tough error. Here is Aiden Miller, 2 on and 2 out in the third, and he takes a fastball outside. And the count is 1-0. Chris Duffy looked it up. He had 8 out of 10 and 10 out of 13 multi games, but not 8 out of 9 like Crawford did. Justin at first and Disson at third. They throw over to check on Crawford. Dives back in head first. Crawford, 24 stolen bases in 31 attempts this season. Blue Claws 0 for 1 today. Miller had reached on an error in the first inning and then was caught trying to steal second. Right-handed batter is Miller from outside of Tampa, Florida. Outside of Clearwater, Florida. And he swings through a fastball, 1-1. Much more efficient Jonah Tong with better stuff than the Blue Claws saw a few weeks ago on June 1st in Lakewood, when he gave up 5 runs in a third of an inning, faced 7 batters, walked 2, gave up 4 hits. That one high and outside. And it's 2-1. That game he actually struck out Crawford and then walked Otto Kemp, gave up doubles to Leandro Pineda and Andrick Nava, a single to Henry Mendez, walked Eric Brito, and then gave him a double to William Bergoglio. 2-1 on Miller, way outside a breaking ball, and the count is 3-1. None of what happens in Greensboro matters really for the Blue Claws unless they win. If the Blue Claws lose, Greensboro gets the spot anyway. So Blue Claws down 2-0 here, top of the third. This is a big chance. 3-1 count, first and third, two men away. And the pitch by Tong, way outside, ball four. So with two out and nobody on, a double, an error, and a walk. And the Blue Claws have the bases loaded for a guy who's been maybe their best hitter this season in Leandro Pineda. Overall, you know, 302, 7 homers, 41 runs batted in. Had a great year. He'll be in Reading, I think, at some point soon. That's a curveball inside, 1-0, no strikes. Especially now the catcher, Pregin, will go out to talk to Tong. Especially because of, you know, how long he's been with the Blue Claws. You're talking more than a year and a half now, because he's been here not since the beginning of last year, but really since, you know, about a month left or so in 2022. You know, he's made the swing adjustments this year. It's just been a tremendous season for him. And he could be in Reading at some point, too, and I don't think that would surprise anybody. Bases loaded, 2-1. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Curveball in the dirt, blocked by Pregin, and it's 1-1. Wind always blows in here off the ocean. It's not blowing that strong right now, but the other part of that is right center field here is just a chasm. It's 412 to center, 325 down the right field line, and way out there in right center. And swing and a miss by Pineda. This ballpark is deathly difficult on left-handed batters, because if any ball hangs up in right center, someone's going to run it down. And it always hangs up because the wind always blows in. It's just absolutely brutal for left-handed hitters. Now, right-handed hitters, it's not nearly as bad. It's only 315 down the left field line. Ball travels much better in that direction as well. And it's not nearly as deep into the alley as it is in right center. 1-2 on the lefty, though, Pineda. And the pitch is swung on it. Missed high fastball. Got him strike three. And the inning is over. Blue Claws leave the bases loaded. No runs, one hit, one walk, one error, three left. We've played 2.5, 2-0 Brooklyn. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown. All
Blue Claws down 2-0. We go to the bottom of the third inning here in Maimonides. Blue Claws down 2-0. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Maimonides Ballpark in Brooklyn, New York on Coney Island. Sam Aldeguero face Chris Suero, Nick LaRusso, and Stanley Consuegra. 2-3-4 for the Cyclones. And here is the first pitch from Aldeguero. That's a curveball that drops in there for a called strike.
and the count is nothing and one. So we have good news and bad news for you, Blue Claws fans who need a Blue Claws win and a Hudson Valley loss tonight. Fastball inside for a ball. The good news is Hudson Valley got a hit. The bad news is it came with one out in the sixth inning, and they're down 4-0 going to the bottom half of the sixth. It was their first hit, though, and that's a fastball low. Two balls and one strike. On right-handed hitting Chris Suero out of All Hallows High School, as Aldegary misses inside for ball three. Hudson Valley did get a hit, but they did not score in the top of the sixth, so they trail 4-0 going to the bottom of the sixth. They have to win, and the Blue Claws will not win the first half. Clearwater's in the top of the seventh now, and Luke Russo did a tremendous job. 5 1/3 scoreless. Jose Pena Jr. got the last two outs in the bottom of the sixth. So Clearwater batting top of the seventh with a 1-0 lead on Jupiter. If Clearwater wins, they are in. Swing and a miss, curveball, strike three. And the count, that is five strikeouts now for Sam Aldegary. First pitch is a slider, swing and a miss, and the count nothing and one. Here's a liner down the left field line by LaRusso. Fair ball, base hit, and it two hops the left field wall. LaRusso on his way to second, point up with it, throws down. Good throw, safe. And LaRusso just in there with a head first dive and the fifth double of the game for Brooklyn. And five doubles all the same. Liners down the left field line. And two of them have come by LaRusso. Fastball foul back out of play. Oh, it hit a computer monitor up to our right, and hopefully everybody okay. It smashed right off the monitor. Oh, and one on Stanley Consuegra. And here's the pitch. Bouncer foul behind the plate. No balls, two strikes. The record for most doubles allowed by the Blue Claws in the game is 9. And they've allowed 5 here with one out in the third inning of this game. Oh, the Gary looking for strikeout number 6. And they throw behind the runner at second. And diving back in safely is Nick LaRusso. And that one cut on and missed in the dirt, blocked by Disson. Strike three. Picks it up and tags out LaRusso. And that is out number 2. So Sam with allowing 5 doubles, but he has struck out 6. Here's Wilfredo Lara, who has one of those 5 doubles, and he led off the second with a 2-base hit and scored. The first of the 2 Brooklyn runs. They lead it 2-0. We're in the bottom of the third. And Aldegary misses outside with a changeup, and it's 1 ball to 0 strikes. Jonah Tong, 3 scoreless innings. He'll face Mendez, Brito, Bergoya, 4, 5, and 6 in the top half of the fourth for the Blue Claws, down 2-0. Aldegary out of the stretch. Curveball called strike. Good pitch on the outside corner. 1-1. So, Sam was our guest on the latest Hook, Line, and Splitter podcast that we posted this morning or last night. And I urge you to take a listen. We taped it a couple of weeks ago, but it holds up. And we talked mostly about his journey from Italy to the United States and his pursuit. Fastball inside, 2-1, of being the first Italian born and raised Major League pitcher Marino Peretti, the last Italian-born pitcher in the big leagues in 1948-49, but he came over to the U.S. when he was a year old. 2-1, swing and a miss. Oh, the Gary went back to Verona for part of the offseason, but he's been stateside since he was allowed to be second week of January. New rules put in place by MLB as part of the CBA agreement with the minor league players mandates that there's an off-season dead period, or I think there's two off-season dead periods, one coming out of the holidays that went to January 8th or so, and the players couldn't be around at that point. But after that period was over, January 8th or 9th, Aldighieri was in Florida right away working towards the season. 2-2 the count on Lara. Here's the pitch way inside in the dirt, picked, blocked by Disson, kicked a foot to his left. No advance by LaRusso from second base. So 3 balls and 2 strikes on Lara, rather. Two down, curveball, swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. 7 strikeouts now for Aldighieri. No runs, 1 hit in the third, no errors, and a man left. We played 3-2 Brooklyn. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com. Tune in radio
all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Blue Claws down 2-0. We hit the top half of the fourth inning here at Maimonides Park in Brooklyn. And Jersey Shore needing both a win here in this game, and they're down 2-0, and a loss by Greensboro to Hudson Valley to make the postseason. And Hudson Valley trailing 4-0. They need to win, trailing 4-0 as Greensboro bats, in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Jonah Tong is off to a great start for the Cyclones. 3 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, struck out 6. 52 pitches, 34 strikes. Here's Henry Mendez. And the first is a breaking ball, low, 1 ball, no strikes. Henry, in his first year with the Phillies, came over to the organization from the Milwaukee Brewers, along with infielder Robert Moore for infielder Oliver Dunn right before the Rule 5 draft. And he hits this one to the ground up first and foul. Nice pick on 2 hops by Blue Claws first base coach Orlando Munoz, who flips into the first base dugout. 5 hits already, all doubles for Brooklyn. And the pitch by Tong, a curveball high. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes. Clearwater has tacked on to their lead. They've scored 3 times in the seventh, and they lead it 4-0 at the stretch against Jupiter in the Florida State League. If Clearwater wins, they are in. Fastball high. And on the count, 3 balls and 1 strike. Jared Thomas had an RBI single, and Diego Gonzalez had a 2-run double for the Threshers. So that could get them back in for the second straight season. That would be really fantastic. And Mendez takes that one for a ball. The count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tong out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A little fastball by him. Henry Mendez struck out twice. Jonah Tong has fanned seven. And Brooklyn leading the Blue Claws 2-0 here in the top half of the fourth inning. Brito pops. That one up foul out of play. Another count, no balls and one strike. And here's a bouncer by Brito. Too short. Doubled up by Lara. Throws to first. And in time to get Brito by a step. And that's out number two. That will bring up William Bergoya. Left-handed batter. It was 0 for 1. Tongerer gave up 5 runs in a third of an inning. Curveball high to Bergoya. 1 ball, no strikes. 5 runs in a third of an inning to the Blue Claws back on June 1st at Shoretown Ballpark. But today he looks like a much better pitcher. And that one is way inside. Seems he's done a lot with his fastball tonight. 93 to 95 miles an hour on that heater from Tong. Top of the fourth, Blue Claws down 2-0. And that one is a little bit low. Sam Aldegary has tied the Blue Claws record for most doubles allowed in a game at 5. It hasn't happened since Shane Watson did it on May 5th, 2016. As Bergoya takes low for ball 3-3-1. Left-handed hitter, 19 years old. He's the youngest Blue Claw. And was the third youngest player on any opening day roster. Fastball inside, good eyeball four. So Bergoya draws a walk, and he'll take first base. That'll bring up left fielder, Emarion Boyd. And for Bergoya in June now, he has drawn 10 walks and struck out twice. Came into the day with a 5.25 on base percentage this month. Here's Boyd, who struck out swinging his first time up in the third. Right-handed batter from Batesville, Mississippi. And the pitch is inside, a fastball. And it's one ball and no strikes. Tong out of the stretch, and they throw to first, and diving back in is Bergoya. Aldegary will stay in for the fourth. He's allowed 5 hits, all doubles. 51 pitches, 35 strikes through 3 innings for Sam. Tong's pitch cut out and missed. 1-1 on a Marion Boyd. There are still some people out on the beach behind the right field wall. There are a lot of people on this big 100-yard-long pier that stretches out into the ocean off the boardwalk. From our view from high atop Biomonides Park, Boyd lifts one foul, first base side out of play, and it's 1-2. Just a perfect day. It's about 10 degrees cooler here than it is anywhere else in Brooklyn. Boyd awaiting the 1-2 offering. Runner goes, swing and a foul tip at the plate. So Boyd gets a piece to stay alive. It's still 1-2 on Emarion Boyd. This field is turf. It was grass from when it was installed in 2001 until the cheers you hear to our left. Sandy the Seagull is here in the suite just to our left. It was turf until
October of 2012 when it was destroyed by Superstorm Sandy. Boyd fouls it back into the parking lot out of play. One ball, two strikes. And after Sandy, the field took so much water, salt water, it was just completely destroyed. So they were going to have to replace it anyway. So they decided to just put in field turf. 1-2 on Boyd. Throw to first, not in time. Which is great for most everybody involved. And obviously, it's a lot cheaper to maintain. And more importantly, from a Cyclone standpoint, it gives them the opportunity to do so many other activities on the field without having to worry about it. Boyd pops one up right side with a runner going. Swear with the first baseman behind the bag in fair ground. A step to his right, makes the catch. Retires Boyd in the claws here in the fourth. No runs, no hits. One walk, one left. Played 3.5, 2-0 Brooklyn on the home of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. That's blueclaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the fourth inning at Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 2, Jersey Shore nothing. Junior Tillian, Kellum Clark, Christian Pregent in the bottom of the fourth against Blue Claws left-hander Sam Aldahiri, who has tied a Blue Claws record, having allowed 5 doubles already in this game, and it's through only 3 innings. First pitch, fastball, strike on the outside corner, and the count nothing and one on Junior Tillian, who had the second of those doubles in the second inning and third of the game at RBI, 2 base hit. Curveball being cut and a miss. And the count is no balls and 2 strikes. Tillian, 24 game on base streak, extended to 25 with that 2 base hit in the second. And he looks at the curveball loom. Aldahiri, as we said before, our guest on the latest Hook, Line, and Splitter podcast that went up this morning. And you're really going to like it. He told some cool stuff about growing up in Italy. 1-2, bouncer to short. Miller playing in the hole, grabs it and throws a little low to first, but dug out by Pineda for out number one. And, you know, he said, look, he wasn't sure how much baseball was quote-unquote growing in Italy, but he's just proud to be a part of the Italian baseball pipeline. I asked him about the World Baseball Classic in 2026, and he said certainly he hopes to do that, but right now his entire focus is just having a good season and hoping to get someday to the big leagues. Fastball a little bit low, one ball, no strikes. He has an older brother that plays in the Italian league called Serie A, which is the same thing they call their soccer league and their basketball league, which means the highest level of that particular sport in the country. And that is about what Sam said, you know, equivalent of about high A in the United States. Curveball in there called strike 2-1. And Orlando Munoz, who is the Blue Claws' first base coach, a legend over there
in Italian baseball, Serie A. Here's the 2-1. That's in the dirt. And the count, 3-1. Orlando had played there. He managed there. He coached there and spent a lot of time in Italy and won a couple of titles as a player, won one as a player manager. 3-1, fouled back by Kellum Clark, 3-2. So that's a cool connection to have, two players a player and a coach from that have connections to Italy, albeit in Munoz's case, he's from Venezuela. He just spent 20 years playing and managing there. Curveball low, ball 4. So Kellum Clark draws the free pass. And for Aldegheri, his first walk allowed. Tonight, going to bring up Christian Pregent, the catcher. So, yeah, that's kind of the way the setup has gone for Aldegheri. He was pitching over there as a kid in, you know, amateur leagues, the equivalent of high school or AAU. And then he ends up with an opportunity. Here is Christian Pregent. And the first pitch to him is a curveball inside for ball 1. And he ends up with an opportunity to go to a showcase event in Spain. So he heads off to Spain and pitches there and pitches very well. And a scout from the Royals told him, like, hey, you have a shot. Here's a liner by Pregent in the left field. Boyd cuts over, makes the grab, moving toward the line, and puts it away for the second out. Back to first base goes Kellum Clark. And that's out number 2. Here is Andriel Lantigua, who struck out looking his first time. 2-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the 4th. And the scout told him, hey, you got a shot. And Aldegheri had to go back and basically had to convince his mother that, yeah, he did have a shot. Curveball in there for a called strike. And the count 0-1 on Lantigua. A couple of years go by, he gets better and better and better. The Phillies have a scout that sees him, and the scout tells Sal Agostinelli, their director of international scouting at the time, like, hey, you got to come see this guy. And Sal was blown away. He was in the low 90s or high, right around 90 at 17 when Sal saw him for the first time. And they hit it off, Sam and the family and Sal. And it was the Phillies who pursued him the best and ended up signing him a few years ago. Breaking ball low. His career was kind of delayed by COVID because he had just signed, and 2020 was going to be, you know, that first year of development in the system, but it obviously shut down, never happened. And then he had some injury problems in 21 and 22, so he really didn't get a full season of pitching in competitive games until last year. Here's a high fly ball by Lantigua into left. Boyd's got room as he drifts back toward the track near the corner in fair ground. 10 feet in front of the wall, makes the grab and retires the side. No runs, no hits, a walk and a man left. We played 4 innings. It's Brooklyn 2 and the Blue Claws nothing on Jersey Shore. Blue Claws baseball on Blue Claws.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun.
Troy Schreffler leading it off here for Jersey Shore. as we head into the top half of the fifth inning, Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 2 and the Blue Claws nothing. Final game of the first half. Blue Claws need a win and a loss by Greensboro to make the postseason. If not, Greensboro wins the first half title. Here's Schreffler. He hits a hard ground that is short. Backing up to play the second hop is Lara. Plants and throws to first. And in time, ankle high grab by Chris Suero to get Schreffler for the first out. Hit it hard, but grounds to short. That was 109 miles an hour off the bat from Schreffler, but one man away. Speaking of the help that the Blue Claws have been hoping for, well, Hudson Valley got a run, a home run by Garrett Martin, his third of the year in the top half of the seventh inning. So that game is now 4-1 Greensboro. Here's Jordan Disson, the catcher. And the pitch by Jonah Tong is a curveball high. And the count, one ball and no strike. So the Blue Claws, at least with a fighting chance. But they will need Hudson Valley to rally late in that game. Of course, that doesn't mean anything if the Blue Claws don't win this one. Disson checks a swing at a high fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Meanwhile, Clearwater, the Phillies' low-A team, sending Saul Tehran out to the mound in the bottom of the eighth inning. Clearwater leading Jupiter 4-0 in that ball game. And if they win, they're in. They don't need any help. They just need to win their game. Fastball outside from Jonah Tong and the count. Three balls and no strikes. Clearwater won the first half last year with many of these same players. There was a time in the first half when 25 of the 30 Blue Claws players, fastball strike 3-1 on Disson, were members of Clearwater's club from last year. The only ones that weren't were Zach Arnold, who hadn't been drafted yet, Enric Nava, Leandro Pineda were with the Blue Claws, Otto Kemp was fastball high to Disson, ball for you. Those three, and Charles King hadn't been signed yet by the Phillies. Henry Mendez was with Milwaukee, and maybe one or two more, but just a huge amount. Second walk allowed by Jonah Tong. Here's Crawford. Blue Claws down 2-0, top half of the fifth. Both starters, seven strikeouts so far. The Gary's allowed the five doubles, though, two runs. Here's Justin. He shoots one up third, foul in the netting. And that'll bounce into the Blue Claw dugout. Nice catch off the deflection by Gene Cabrera, who can rest nicely. And maybe he needs to. He threw 110 pitches last night for the Blue Claws. Six scoreless, struck out eight. Crawford down third, foul at a play. And the count is no balls and two strikes. Sandy the Seagull is here. Hi, Sandy. How you doing? Sandy doing fine. Breaking ball, bouncer foul. And the count, nothing in two. And that one inside to Justin. And it's one ball, two strikes. Leading off of first base, Disson. Blue Claws down 2-0. Top of the fifth, and Crawford takes high and away. Ball two, 2-2. Aiden Miller on deck. 15th and final meeting of the first half. They'll play 12 times in the second half, including the first three games of half number two, starting tomorrow. Aberson Castellano for Jersey Shore. Crawford gets under one and skies with the air to shallow center. Out goes the second baseman, or the shortstop, Lauren. Comes Morabito from center, who makes the grab for out number two. Two away, and that'll bring up the shortstop, Aiden Miller. Crawford now 0-3, although I think he probably should have gotten an infield base hit on a ball in the third inning, which they scored an E5 on Nick LaRusso. But either way, two out and a runner at first base for Miller, the tying run. Wind blowing in from right center. Fastball outside corner for a strike. Miller can go to all fields. His first Blue Claws base hit, he lined a triple up the gap in right center field. That was back in the game on Saturday, the first game of that doubleheader. hit a home run in the left field seats on Sunday. Flies this one there to right, playable for Clark, who's right there in a step, makes the catch, and retires the Sun. So Miller flies out, no runs, no hits, one walk, one left. We played 4.5. Brooklyn 2, Jersey Shore nothing. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball. You're on the Blue Claws Radio Network, blueclaws.com.
Fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to blueclaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's blueclaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Blue Claws down 2-0, bottom of the fifth inning here at Maimonides Park, and it'll be top of the order for the Cyclones. Mets affiliate, of course, Nick Morabito, Chris Suero, and Nick LaRusso. Morabito hit .397 in 24 games with St. Lucie before getting promoted to Brooklyn, and he was at .288 in 34 games coming into tonight. First pitch by Aldegaria, strike on the inside corner. Morabito is grounded out to short and struck out swinging. Sam with 7 strikeouts so far. He struck out at least 9 in each of his last 3 starts. 0-1, low, and it's 1-1. Let's get an update on the Clearwater Threshers, who are in with a win. Saul Teran hit the first batter he faced, the bottom of the 8th with a 4-0 lead, got the next 3, and that's curveball low, 2 balls and a strike. And Clearwater now going to the 9th inning with a 4-0 lead, only 3 outs from making it back to the postseason and winning the first half of the FSL West. And they would have to do so with a 7-game win streak to close it out. Bouncer right back to the mound. Aldegaria grabs it, lobs calmly over to first, and gets Morabito for out number 1. That'll bring up Chris Suero, the first baseman. You got to hand it to the Threshers if they are able to hold on and win that game. And congratulations, of course, for Marty Malloy if they can pull that one off. Meanwhile, the Blue Claws need Hudson Valley's help. Hudson Valley down 4-1, bottom of the 7th inning in Greensboro. And the Grasshoppers have 2 on and 1 out with a 4-1 lead. If they win, the Blue Claws are out no matter what happens in the rest of this ball game. 1 out, none on, popped up right side, and that'll get out of play and into the seats. Foul ball. 1-1. 2-5-2 for Brooklyn. No runs, 1 hit, and no errors for the Blue Claws. Aldegaria peers in for the sign. The 1-1 curveball outside. And he misses ball 2. 2-1. Chris Suero struck out twice. And the pitch by Aldegaria, swing and a miss, pulled the string. And 2-2, good pitch. The rides on the Coney Island boardwalk been going on since we got here around 2 o'clock this afternoon. And this is the longest day sunlight-wise of the year. That one is a little bit low, 3-2. So it's 20 after 8, but it's... Sun still hasn't set yet, so you don't get the full effect of all the lights at night, but that'll come pretty soon. 3-2.
And the pitch is low. They appeal on a check. Swing it in and go, ball four. Second walk by Aldegary. One out runner at first for third baseman Nick LaRusso. And it's just such a real, it's a majestic view. I was talking with Justin Rock before the game, the voice of the Cyclones. And he was saying that first pitch to LaRusso out of the University of Maryland is outside 1-0. He was teammates with Troy Schreffler there. And he was teammates with Danny Wilkinson at Villanova before he transferred to Maryland to finish his collegiate career. 1-0 on LaRusso. And Aldegary throws the first. And, you know, there are a couple places that have really nice views. Pensacola's right on the Gulf of Mexico. That one comes to mind. But you know, they have the Gulf. They don't have the combo of the rides and the games and the boardwalk fun. Another throw to first. This one closer, but not in time. And the ocean. And that's what you have here with Brooklyn. The Cyclone, the most famous of the roller coasters out beyond the left field wall. And then up front and left is called the Thunderbolt right behind the wall. That one a fastball strike. One ball, one strike. Three years ago now, 2021, Jaylen Ortiz hit one into the Thunderbolt. It was measured at 497 feet by the Hawkeye, the Hawkeye radar that year. Curveball called, strike one and two. You get a lot of really picturesque days here right on the water in the summer. But remember, when they opened this park, they were a short season team. They played 38 home games a year. One and two. And that's inside for a ball, two and two. Now, though, their full season, 66 games a year since 2021. And that means they have to play here on, you know, in April, and it's just not built for that because right on the water it gets awfully cold. Two and two. Swing and a miss. Foul tip held by Disson. Strike three. Eight Ks for Aldegary. Two down for Stanley Consuegra. And, yeah, it's just it's a really difficult ballpark to play in this that early in the year. Wind always blows in. It's always cold. And the press box actually on a balcony, a two-level balcony outside of, you know, the little press box. So you broadcast and you sit outside. So fastball strike. Tonight it's perfect. It's 80 degrees, little breeze. But in April, you can only imagine. Blue Claws opened the season here last year, if you remember. They played a three-game set, actually lost, walked in the winning run of the 11th inning on opening day. 0-1, curveball, caught strike, outside corner, 0-2. Cyclones 2-5-2, Blue Claws, no runs, just one hit, and no errors so far. Just the one hit off Jonah Tong. It will be back out there for the top half of the sixth inning. 0-2 pitch at the knees, got him looking, strike three. And the inning is over. Nine strikeouts for Sam Aldegary. No runs, no hits, and one left. We've played five, 2-0 Brooklyn on Blue Claws Baseball Network at BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that shape and change the game and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Blue Claws down to their final 12 outs, trailing 2-0 against Jonah Tong and the Cyclones. They have just one hit so far. That was the double by Jordan Disson off the left field wall back in the third inning. It'll be the underplay to Henry Mendez and Eric Brito, 3-4-5 for the Blue Claws. And here is Pineda, left-handed batter, 0-4-2, flew to right and struck out. Swinging swings and misses here at a fastball. And the count is 0-1. Hudson Valley, in their game, went down 1-2-3 in the eighth. Fastball strike to Pineda, 0-2. So that game is going to the bottom of the eighth now. And Hudson Valley is down to their final three outs. And if they don't score three runs, the Blue Claws will be eliminated. Pineda drives one deep down the left field line, slicing foul into the Jersey Shore bullpen. No balls, two strikes. Blue Claws needed a win and a Greensboro loss today. And it took Hudson Valley until the sixth inning to get a base runner. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swing it a bit. Side fastball got him, strike three. Eight strikeouts now for Jonah Tong. And that'll bring up Henry Mendez, the DH. First pitch high and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Mendez has struck out twice, swings through a high fastball, and the count 1-1. So if the Blue Claws do not make it tonight, and it looks like Hudson Valley is going to ensure that doesn't happen and lose to Greensboro, which would put Greensboro in the postseason. Or I guess I should say Greensboro is going to ensure that doesn't happen. Fastball inside, 2-1 by beating Hudson Valley. Then it would be up to the Blue Claws to win the second half. And if they win the second half, then they would make the postseason. They would not have home field in the first round, though. That always goes to the first half champ, so that'll be Greensboro. 2-1 on Henry Mendez, and he fouls one back. It's 2-2. So the Blue Claws could make it by winning the second half. If Greensboro win in the second half, then the second place team in the second half is the one that makes the playoffs. Mendez fouls one back. Two balls, two strikes. Rome has already clinched. They won the first half in the South with a win yesterday, finishing ahead of Bowling Green. 2-2 on Mendez. And the pitch is lined sharply to center. Morabito right there. And barely has to move, makes a two-handed catch. And that is out number two. So that will bring up Eric Brito, the third baseman. Brito, right-handed batter, 0-2, grounded out twice, bounces one foul, no balls, one strike. If it doesn't work out for the Blue Claws, you know, they did everything they could. They were 3.5 games back as Brito bounces one toward the middle. That's through over towards left center and a base hit. The left fielder, Consuegra, gets to it and plays it back in. Single for Brito. He's at first, 2-1. Second Blue Claws hit of the game. Blue Claws, after losing June 4th and 5th in Greensboro, were 3.5 games behind the Grasshoppers. And before that series started, Tony and I talked about it. You know, the Blue Claws would take a split and kind of see what happens. And if they got a split, because it was going to be tough to do more than that,
They would come back a game and a half out. Here is William Bergoya. The first pitch is inside, corner strike, nothing and one. It'd be a game and a half out, and then, you know, come back, nine games left, and see what you can do. Well, they won the last four games in Greensboro to come back home with nine left, a half game up. And fastball strike, and the count 0-2. And they're 6-2 in the eight games since then, and it looks like they're going to be eliminated before they even finish here tonight, because Greensboro will have gone 8-1. And you have to give them credit. They've benefited from a very favorable schedule this season. Runner goes, fastball high, no throw by Prenchant, and a stolen base for Brito is 12th of the season. So he's in scoring position with two men away, 1-2 on Bergoya, who had two hits last night. And, you know, Greensboro's played a total of 12 games. They played a total of nine games, including tonight, against teams from the Northern Division. They're in the Northern Division. Bergoya bloops one of the air, shallow left center. That's going to dunk in there for a base hit. Brito around third to score easily, and William Bergoya just continues his white-hot hitting. Base hit to left center. Gets the claws on the board. It is 2-1 Brooklyn here in the top of the sixth. So Bergoya, who is hitting .377 since April 30th, comes through with another base hit, his 27th run batted in of the year. He is 36 for his last 86 in his last 25 starts as well. So the Blue Claws get to Jonah Tong here, a run in the sixth, 2-1 Brooklyn. And here is Imarian Boyd, first pitch, slow roller foul, hit Boyd in the foot. And the count nothing at one. So anyway, Greensboro has played a whopping nine games against their own division, which is really a grotesque scheduling mistake by the people who are in charge of such things. And then they got lucky because they played the Southern Division, and the Southern Division is just much, much weaker this year than the North. So, you know, they played a very easy schedule. They played 15 games of 66 against teams over 500. The Blue Claws had played 45 coming into this series. Runner goes, pitch outside, throw to second, and not in time. Bergoya goes in head first and gets around the tag of second baseman Junior Tillian. And Bergoya's got his 12th stolen base of the season. So both Brito and Bergoya with 12 stolen bases. Hudson Valley down to their final out now, down 4-1 in the ninth inning. So 1-1 on Boyd, and he fouls one off, 1-2. So, it was the opening game of the season. Yeah, the Blue Claws had played 45. Actually, ooh, that hit the umpire, and that hit Stone Garber, the home plate umpire. So he is down in some pain right now. And the athletic trainer Joe Perillo of Brooklyn is out there to check on him, along with Davian Fry, the base umpire. And yeah, he is down in some pain. And I'm not exactly sure where that hit him, but considering where he is down on the ground right now, I think you can probably venture a guess. Hopefully he'll be okay. Right now, he is down on one knee. Score is 2-1 Brooklyn. Two out, top half of the sixth here in Maimonides Park. Yeah, he is still down on the ground. Stone Garver, the home plate umpire. It hit him not in the you-know-where, or where you might think. It hit him in the chest. It looked like it was a foul tip by Bergoya. I'm sorry, by Imarian Boyd. And it bounced right up into either the upper part of his chest or the lower part of his mask. And they're going to bring out the EMTs
for Stone Garver.
It might have come up, it's possible, underneath the mask, into the neck area, the upper chest. And they have the EMTs out there with Joe Perillo, the trainer, and Davian Fry, the base umpire, is there as well. The Hudson Valley game, meanwhile, and now to his feet is Stone Garver. And now, are they going to take him off the field or what? Or is he going to stick around? The EMT crew is out there with a stretcher. Maimonides Health is the stadium sponsor here, so it's a Maimonides Health EMT crew. Count is 1-2 on Imari and Boyd. Meanwhile, Clearwater has won their game. They clinch a playoff spot. So congratulations to the Threshers. 4-0 winners over the Jupiter Hammerheads. And Marty Malloy and the Threshers win their last 7 games to make the postseason, winning the Florida State League West. And Lakeland leads Bradenton 3-2 in the top of the ninth inning. They might well have needed every last win. Stone Garver, the plate umpire. It looks like Davian Fry, the base umpire, is going to run up the tunnel, presumably to get changed. And he is. Stone Garver is going to walk off under his own power. But I'm not sure if he's going to come back out. So we're going to have a delay while the home plate umpire exits. Actually, yes, Stone Garver is going to head down the tunnel towards with one of the EMTs on his own power. But he's not going where Davian Fry is. Davian Fry ran up the locker room tunnel, and he's going to get changed and put on the gear, and we're probably going to have one umpire for the rest of the day. So it's 2-1, Brooklyn in the fifth, in the sixth. Blue Claws batting, 2-1 Cyclones. Back after this to Maimonides Park.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to blueclaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's blueclaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Claws down 2-1 here in the sixth inning. Facing right-hander Ben Simon. William Bergoglio, an RBI single to make it 2-1. Bergoglio is at second, but then an injury to the plate umpire Stone Garber on a foul tip that came up underneath his mask. So Davian Fry, the base umpire, ran up the tunnel to put on some new gear, and he will be coming back out in a moment as the plate umpire. Simon 2-3 with a 5.02 ERA in 9 games this year, 14 in the third innings, 14 hits, 8 walks, and 16 strikeouts. 22-year-old right-hander from Princeton, New Jersey, went to Elon, which is down in North Carolina. The Hudson Valley game is 4-1 in the ninth inning, and the Grasshoppers are one out away from eliminating the Blue Claws from first half postseason contention. In fact, it may well be over. The box score hasn't updated online in a little while. But on the other hand, on the bright side, Clearwater wins 4-0 over Jupiter. Jordan Byers broke a scoreless tie with a sixth-inning RBI double. They added three more in the seventh. Luke Russo threw 5 1/3 scoreless innings, 4 hits, 1 walk, struck out 5. And Marty Malloy and the Threshers are headed back to the postseason with a 4-0 win in 1:59 over Jupiter tonight. So Marty and company, they get to party where the sun is still out. Still waiting for Davian Fry as Ben Simon continues his throwing down in the bullpen. Marion Boyd will be the batter. The count is 1-2. And Bergoglio, the tying run, is at second base. Blue Claws would love to come back and win. And that would put them a half game behind Greensboro, assuming Greensboro does hold on to win their game against Hudson Valley. Cyclones lead this one 2-5-2 over 1-3-0. Simon continues his warm-up tosses. A long delay here. It's been about 10 minutes. Davian Fry will take over as the home plate umpire, and it'll be just a one-person umpiring crew for the rest of the ball game.
Thank you.
Still no sign of Davian Frye. Out-of-town scoreboard on the Phillies side. Phillies themselves are off. Lehigh Valley trails Norfolk 5-2. That game's in the top half of the sixth inning. In Allentown, Johan Rojas 3-for-3. And his third game back with Lehigh Valley. Ricardo Pinto started, gave up 10 hits and 5 runs in 4 innings. Redding's at New Hampshire. That game was canceled because of rain. I don't know why they didn't make them make it up, because we've seen MLB make teams make up games even if they don't matter in pennant races before. But they're not going to make it up. And we said Clearwater already into the postseason. A 4-0 win over Jupiter. So congrats to the Threshers. The FCL Phillies fall today 3-2 to the FCL Yankees. Greg Rodzinski and Gilbert Gomez are now going to come out and talk behind home plate, the two managers. Starlin Cabo was 0-for-1, walked 3 times today. That FCL Phillies game, Eduardo Taid was 0-for-3. So I don't know if Gilbert and Bull are just exchanging pleasantries or what. The Hudson Valley game is over. They lose 4-1. So the Blue Claws officially have been eliminated from postseason contention. I know Bull and Gilbert Gomez are get along very well. And they are talking right now behind home plate as we wait on Davian Frye, the home plate umpire. The other thing is, I wonder if this would spell the end of Sam Aldegary. He's at 85 pitches, but this has been such a long delay that I don't know if... And now here's Davian Frye, and we're ready to resume. So, yeah, I don't know. Right now, nobody's throwing yet, but there's a lot of stirring in that Blue Claws bullpen. Hudson Valley has officially lost to Greensboro 4-1, so the Blue Claws, if they are to make the postseason, it will not happen in the first half. It can only happen by winning the second half. And now Gilbert Gomez is going to go to the mound to take out Simon because of the long delay. And if they're going to do that, then my guess is Aldegary's going to come out too, because the delay's been even longer for him, because Sam went in the dugout after the bottom of the fifth. And now it's gone through this very long top half of the sixth inning. Simon only had to deal with one delay, but Sam went down to between innings, then the first part of this inning, then the break, and now the second part of the inning as well. So another call to the bullpen here for Brooklyn, their second of this inning. And they will bring on right-hander Jeffrey Colon in relief of Ben Simon. Now, why they couldn't do that, you know, MLB is all about pace of play and all that stuff. Why they couldn't just bring Colon in to warm up while we waited for Davian Frye to come back, that one will go in the mystery books. But alas, here we are. They have to wait for Davian Frye, and only then were they allowed to make the call to the bullpen, which is brought to you by Provident Bank. Colon with Brooklyn this year has a 6.28 ERA in 13 games, 28 innings, 36 hits. He's walked 12, and he has struck out 18. Yeah, I don't think there's anybody throwing in the Blue Claws bullpen, which honestly does surprise me a little bit, because it'll be about 25 minutes for Aldegary by the time, at least by the time he gets all situated, from when the bottom of the fifth inning ended until when the bottom of the sixth inning is going to begin after this lengthy delay. So Davian Frye puts the gear on, and he will be the plate umpire. We have a one-man crew here for the rest of the evening. The batter is Amarian Boyd. The count is 1-2, and Burgoyne is the runner at second base. 2-1 lead for the Cyclones, and the pitch by Colon is popped up right side. Back goes Tillian. In comes Clark, the right fielder. Tillian there. Clark slides into him from behind, and Tillian holds on to make the catch and retire the side. So a miscommunication. I don't know why Clark slid in there, or I don't know why, maybe Killian was supposed to get out of the way. Either way, the inning is over. Blue Claws do get a run. They do it on two hits, and they leave one. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 2-1 Brooklyn, and the Blue Claws will go to the bullpen. New pitcher coming on after this. You're listening to the home of the Claws, blueclaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Blue Claws go-to is Stevenson Jimenez, also known as the Jimmy. As we head into the bottom half of the sixth, I think all the Gary would have stayed in for the bottom of the sixth, but there was such a long delay while we waited for Davian Fry, the umpire, to come out, change, put on his home plate gear, takes a slider strike, does right-handed hitting Wilfredo Lara. And that whole top of the inning took about 25, 30 minutes. Bouncer found behind the plate, nothing in two between Aldegary sitting down to the end of the bottom of the fifth, and then when he would have come out from the bottom of the sixth. So Blue Claws, I don't really think, had much of a choice on that. So Sam goes five innings, gives up two runs on five hits, all doubles. Struck out nine, walked two. So as Stevenson Jimenez, the new pitcher, Wilfredo Lares, one for two with a strikeout, and the pitch check swing. He went around good, slider, strike three. And one away, that'll bring up second baseman, Junior Tillian. So 2-1 lead for Brooklyn, bottom of the sixth. And congratulations to the Greensboro Grasshoppers, who beat Hudson Valley tonight 4-0, and they are 4-1, excuse me, and they are headed to the postseason. They come back and beat the Blue Claws by, there's the 1-0, and a fly ball to shallow left center. Out goes Miller, in comes Crawford, over is Burgoyne. It's Miller, the shortstop, who makes the catch two away, and that is the second out here in the bottom of the sixth, and then it brings up Kellum Clark. And look, I mean, you have to give Greensboro credit in that after the Blue Claws beat them four in a row through June 9th, they went 8-1 to finish out the first half. And if, honestly, fastball strike, a ball inside to Clark, 1-0. If you had told the Blue Claws that they would have left Greensboro, slider inside, 2-0, left Greensboro with a half game lead and went 7-2. Now they're 6-2. 7-2 would be if they come back and win this game. But, you know, 6-2, 7-2. To finish it out, they would have signed for that, of course. Swing and a miss by Clark, 2-1. But I think you got to give Greensboro credit. Schedule broke for them, but they took advantage. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. And I wonder if the Blue Claws are going to take out some pent-up frustration on Greensboro next week. We'll actually be in Lakewood for the series that starts on Tuesday night at 7:05. 2-2 from Jimmy on the inside corner. Got him looking, strike three. 1-2-3, sixth for Stevenson Jimenez. And we head to the seventh. Blue Claws down 2-1 on the home of the Claws, BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team.
Troy Schreffler, last time up, hit a ball 109 miles an hour for a 6-3 ground out. Leads all four of the Blue Claws here in the seventh. Pitch by Jeffrey Colon is low, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Blue Claws down 2-1. Jordan Disson is on deck, and then Justin Crawford. And here's the 0-1. Slider down and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Treflin of the University of Maryland. Here's the 1-1. Swing and an inside fastball. Couple of kids to my left are yelling at hey, Scotty. Scotty. Chip, 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 spelled chip, differently. Chip, chip, now they're chanting for somebody named Jim. I don't know who that is. 2-1, Brooklyn in the seventh. Schreffler chases a slider, swinging a miss, strike three. So Jeffrey Colon gets Schreffler. He's retired both batters he's faced. And that'll bring up Jordan Disson. Is Jim the bat boy? Who's Jim? Well, apparently there's a guy named Jim dancing with a tutu down below. Disson pops it up first base side out of play. And dropped by a fan in the first throw behind the dugout. You know what it is? There are a few fans sitting on the first base dugout. And one of them is named Jim, and he has a 2-2 on. Oh, and one on Jordan Disson, Saddleback College in California. He's really picked it up. Got off the slow start with the batting average. He's got four homers since May 31st. And he hits a bouncer foul. And he has just missed two more in this series. Very close to having nine right now. He's tied for the team lead with Leandro Pineda at seven. They got Jim to wave up here. 0-2 on Disson outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. One and two on Disson. Blue Claws down 2-1 top of the seventh. And the pitch is outside. So they're just joining us. Greensboro did win. They beat Hudson Valley 4-1. Hudson Valley, absolutely zero help. They were barely in any of the games anyway. And Winston-Salem last week won 1 out of 5 at home against Greensboro. That one is a little high, 3-2. So Luklaus a little unlucky, but they played well. They would need to win this game anyway. If Greensboro had lost, Luklaus would still need to win this game. Then they trailed 2-1 here in the seventh. Losing Aldegary an inning short didn't matter, with Stevenson Jimenez throwing a scoreless bottom of the sixth. Luklaus did make a roster move today, adding right-hander Jaden Estadistas. Disson fouls one back, 3-2. To the bullpen, up from Clearwater. He's from Curacao, and he pitched on the Netherlands team in the World Baseball Classic last year. And also left-handed reliever Benoni Robles is coming back activated today off the IL. Disson, good at bat, takes outside ball four. And he is aboard with the walk. So Jersey Shore here down 2-1. Top half of the seventh inning. And here's Justin Crawford, who is 0-3. Came into the day at 296 on the season. He is the go-ahead run with Disson at first. Not a big lead for Jordan. Held by first baseman Chris Suero. And Crawford chose bunt. Hasn't bunted all that much this year. Misses. And it's no balls and one strike. Shot foul, third base side. And the count, no balls, one strike. Check that. No balls, two strikes on Crawford. 2-1 Cyclones in the seventh. And the pitch. Swing and a bouncer, foul, first base side. And the count is nothing and two on Justin. Yes, it wasn't meant to be for the Blue Claws in the first half. Got to 11 games over 500 with a win last night. And Crawford swings over the Cologne slider for strike three. He's 0-4 now. And that'll bring up Aiden Miller, the shortstop. Two strikeouts for Jeffrey Cologne. Here's Aiden Miller. He's the go-ahead run. Disson the tying run at first, top of the seventh. And the pitch lifted foul down the first baseline out of play. No balls, one strike. And look, I mean, Blue Claws have only finished, if they win tonight, they will only have had a better winning percentage 8 times in 50 halves in team history, or 40, not 50, but 46, 47 halves in team history. 0-2 as Miller bounces one foul. And they made the playoffs every time except one. The only other time with a record this good, or this with a 590 winning percentage, which they would have if they win tonight, and didn't make it, was the second half of 2008, when they went 42-28 and just missed under Steve Roadcap. Runner goes, pitches low, and no throw to second. Disson slides in with his first steal. So Bull puts him in motion, thinking that if he gets thrown out, well, he just has Miller leading off in the next inning, and it was an 0-2 count anyway, so they get a fresh count for Miller. So that was a good move by Bull. And if Disson is safe, then, well, you could tie the game on a bloop single. That's exactly what happened. 1-2 on Aiden Miller. Cologne out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. It's low for a ball, and the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Miller. And here's the pitch. Swinging a bouncer foul at home plate. Two balls and two strikes. So So another 2-2 coming to the Phillies first round pick from a year ago. And here it is, fouled back again. And the count remains 2-2. So Miller facing Jeffrey Colon, who's 24. Four full years older than Miller, who just turned 20 a week and a half ago on June the 9th. There's the 2-2. High, ball three, good eye. Did not miss by much. Colon wanted it, and Brooklyn wanted it, and I don't blame him. It was right in the middle of the zone, but call the ball. So Aiden got a break on that one. That was a strike. And he hits this one in the right field. Clark going back toward the line, has room, reaches up, makes the catch, and that retires the side. Hit pretty well, but a fly out to left by Aiden Miller. 2-1 Brooklyn, seventh inning stretch on the Blue Claws Radio Network and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Stevenson, Jimenez back out there. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. 2-1 lead for Brooklyn. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by JAG Physical Therapy. Visit jagpt.com. And Jimenez, who threw 1-2-3 sixth inning, gets a fastball swing and a miss by Christian Pregent to start. And the count is 0-1. Swing and a miss again, 0-2. Sam Aldegary went five innings, two runs on five hits, two walks, and he struck out nine. Came out. I think he would have come back out for the sixth inning, but here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him strike three. Three strikeouts for Jimenez, one away. I think he would have come back out for the bottom of the sixth inning, but the top of the sixth inning took about a half hour because there was a long 15-20 minute delay after the home plate umpire Stone Garver took a foul tip right below the mask on his chest and had to leave the game, and Davian Fry had to go put the gear on and work the rest of the game as the home plate umpire. Fastball inside, one ball, no strikes on Lantigua, who was struck out and flown to left, swing and a miss. As Stevenson, Jimenez might have found some new life here in the bullpen. He looked very good in relief on Sunday. Scoreless inning, two strikeouts. Swing and a miss, 1-2, and he looks good here. Inning in a third, three strikeouts. He has a 6.80 ERA, though, on the season, going 2-7. And opponents hitting .298 against him coming into this game. Also, he's allowed eight homers in 49 innings. So he's had a bit of a tough stretch this year, but maybe working out of the pen will help him. Swing and a miss, slider, strike three. Four strikeouts for Stevenson Jimenez. Strikeouts brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. two out and nobody on. Here's Nick Morabito, who has grounded out, struck out, and grounded out again. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. Jimenez into the wind, the 0-1. Swinging a slow bouncer, third base out of the mound, under the glove of Jimenez. Bare hand by third by Brito. Throw not in time. Safe at first is Morabito. We'll see how they score that. It's either going to be a base hit or an E1. Jimenez had a chance at it, and it is a hit. Well, they put a hit up on the board. So an infield single for Morabito, and that'll bring up Chris Suero. That was not an easy play for Jimenez. He had a good chance at it, too. It turns into the sixth hit for Brooklyn tonight. Morabito already with 21 stolen bases in 35 games with Brooklyn. So he is a definite threat to go, and he bluffs with the first pitch, which is a slider outside. One ball and no strikes. 2-1, Brooklyn bottom seven. Diss in the catcher, 17 for 61. Throwing out base dealers this year is very good. And a check swing roller to the second baseman, Bergoglio. A long way to go. Gets there. Side arms to first and in time for the outs. And the side is retired. No runs on one infield hit. No errors and one left to go to the eighth. 2-1 Brooklyn on BlueClaws.com, the Blue Claws Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now!
Top of the eighth, Blue Claws down to their final six outs. And they have just three hits today, trailing it 2-1. Jeffrey Colon back out there for Brooklyn. Got the last out of the sixth and threw a scoreless seventh. Leandro Pineda leading it off. And the first pitch on the way is outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Left-handed batter, he is 0-for-3. Fly out and two strikeouts. Colon from the stretch. Pineda swings and misses. It's one ball and one strike. 2-6-2 for Brooklyn. 1-3-0 for Jersey Shore. William Bergoglio, the RBI single to six to account for the only Blue Claws run of the night. Here's the 1-1. Bouncer to short. There is Lara. Step to his right. Plants, throws, got him by a step. Knew he had Pineda going. Took his time. Gets the out. And there's one away. Blue Claws came into the day needing both a win and a Greensboro loss. They did not get that Greensboro loss. Hudson Valley scored one in the seventh and one in the eighth, but Greensboro wins it 4-2, so they clinch a spot of the postseason. At 39-26, the Blue Claws win this game. They can only get to 39-27. Here's Henry Mendez, and he takes a fastball over the outside corner, a called strike. On the bright side, in the Philly system, Phillies had a chance to get two teams to the playoffs tonight. The Blue Claws and Low A Clearwater. Clearwater needed a win and just a win. Bouncer up first by Mendez. That's going to stay fair. Scooped up by Suero. Touches up two away. But Clearwater, a 4-0 win over Jupiter. They scored one in the sixth on the Jordan Viers RBI double. And then three in the seventh. And the Threshers are going back to the playoffs for the second straight season. Luke Russo, 4-1, 5 1/3, scoreless to earn the win. So congrats to Marty Malloy. Congrats to Clearwater
on their victory and their return to the postseason. That's over, but Loden. Brito, one ball and no strikes. Obviously, their team will look a lot different by the time they get to the playoffs. That's just how it works in minor league baseball. And a lot of those guys, a part of that team, will be with the Blue Claws at some point over the next few months. Pitches outside corner to Brito, called strike one and one. So who those are, well, you know, we'll find out over the ensuing few weeks and months. But the Blue Claws basically flipped the whole team over from mid-July to mid-August last year. Popped up by Brito, right side, foul ground. Suero's there in front of the dugout, makes the catch. Brito pops to first, and the inning is, oh, one, two, three. Go the Claws. We go to the bottom of the eighth, 2-1. Brooklyn, you're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on the Blue Claws Radio Network and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Mason Ronan, the new pitcher for the Blue Claws. We head into the bottom half of the eighth inning, and Jersey Shore down 2-1, but ultimately it doesn't much matter. Blue Claws did not get the help they needed from Hudson Valley, who was awful in the first three games of that series. Really never in any of them. They gave up three runs in the first inning of the game tonight. Here is Nick LaRusso to face the left-hander Ronan. First pitch outside, ball one. So, you got to give Greensboro credit. Blue Claws left there on June 9th in first place, a half game up, and Greensboro went 8-1 from there. And that one is inside, a ball, 2-0 on LaRusso. Double strikeout for LaRusso tonight. Ronan, the left-hander, 2-1, a 6.35 ERA in 16 games, including tonight. And the 2-0 is down the middle for a strike. 17 innings, 12 hits, 15 walks, 22 strikeouts for Mason, who last pitched on Saturday, game one of the doubleheader against Wilmington, an inning and a third, one hit, two runs, one walk, two strikeouts. That one is a little low, three balls and one strike. Stanley Consuegra and Wilfredo Lara on deck. And that one is inside. So Rona comes in and immediately walks the leadoff batter. And that will bring up Stanley Consuegra, the left fielder. These teams back at it tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Aberson Castellano for Brooklyn. Excuse me, for Jersey Shore. Cade Morris for Brooklyn. George Clausen throws on Friday in game two. Saturday in game two of the second half against Dakota Hawkins and Braden Fosnot on Sunday. Here is Stanley Consuegra. He takes outside from Ronan, one ball and no strikes. Mason Ronan this season has faced 77 batters and walked 15 of them. Actually, now 78 batters and walked 16 of them, more than 20%. That's just not tenable. 1-0, way outside, two balls and no strikes. Too many walks. Hard throwing left-hander low to mid-90s, mostly low 90s for Mason, who was with the Phillies, then he got released and then re-signed by the Phillies in January. 2-0. That's in the dirt. Another fastball that was up to 92, blocked by Disson, 3-0. So if... Oh, well, all the drunk guys from the suite to our left that were yelling, Jim, 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 just now went down behind the Brooklyn dugout over there to find Jim. 3 balls, no strikes on Consuegra. He takes in there for a strike of the count, 3-1. So they went from the suite all the way down to the section behind the Cyclones dugout. 3-1 on Consuegra. 2-1, Brooklyn, bottom of the eighth. And a pitch by Ronan in the dirt, and it hit Consuegra. So he will go to first base. It would have been ball four anyway. And that'll put runners at first and second and bring up shortstop Wilfredo Lara. And now one of the members of the Brooklyn training staff is going to come out and check on Swagger. That's Skyler Nicholson, their athletic training associate. And Swagger appears to be okay and is heading up to first base. Consuegra passed Jalen Palmer last night for the most games ever played by a Brooklyn Cyclone, although that's a little misleading because Brooklyn was a low A short season affiliate for many years, for 19 years, so it was almost impossible to play, you know, 100 games with the Cyclones because that would be a year and a half, basically. But now that they're a full-season team, their fourth year, Swagger's played more games than anybody. Here's Lara, two on, nobody out. And that's on the outside corner for a strike. Luklaus have a lefty getting up in the bullpen. I believe that is Danny Wilkinson. Oh, and one on Lara. And the pitch is outside corner strike. And the count 0-2. Unfortunately, there will not be a postseason trip after this first half for the Blue Claws, who played so well. 0-2. Bouncer up third foul, but Greensboro beat Hudson Valley tonight 4-2, so that eliminates the Blue Claws from the first half title race. There's always games as you go back and look at a half or a season that will kind of tip you off one way or another, or pivot things one way or another, and say, hey, maybe this team is really good. And there were a few of those for Jersey Shore, and if you just missed, there's always a few games where you can go back and look and say, well, you know, maybe we should have done better with that one and that one. I hope that doesn't come back to hurt us. That one is a little low from Ronan, 1-2. But, you know, realistically, I think the Luklaus played pretty well. They were at one time 9-13, but then from the beginning of May, they rolled off 11 straight wins. And, you know, since then, that one is a little low, 2-2. You know, they came into the day here 29-14 in their last 33 games. I mean, I don't know what more you could have, or 43 games. I don't know what more you could have asked for from that stretch. And, you know, there were a couple games early that were probably a little bit annoying, but, you know, that week against Bowling Green was really good, and they just missed in the Sally League South. Luklaus won the last five in that series. I think that was the week when you said, maybe this team is really good. Strike three. Fastball gets Lara looking, and one away for a strikeout for Ronan. It brings up second baseman Junior Tillian. I think that was the week where you said, well, this team's got a little something. There was that Friday night game where Kate Fergus hit the go-ahead home run, hit a couple of hard-hit balls in that game. And then they swept Wilmington the next week, but that Wilmington team is not good. But still, you know, winning 11 in a row, no matter who you're playing, is very difficult. As Ronan misses low ball one to Tilly. And that was kind of when you knew this team was really good. And you knew some of these guys would start to hit a little bit. I can't say that I thought Pineda would hit, you know, 340 for the last, you know, basically 7 weeks. And Bergoya, you know, 390, fouled off down the right field line. One ball, two strikes over the last 6 weeks. But they have, and it's certainly been huge for this Buchwald team. Justin Crawford is heated up as well. On the other side, you know, kind of annoying losses. There really haven't been that many. That one cut on and missed, one and two by Tilly. And there was that Sunday afternoon game in Aberdeen on April 28th where they gave up two runs in the bottom of the ninth to lose 7-6. But look, I mean, that's going to happen every once in a while. They just returned the favor. They scored twice to beat Aberdeen in the ninth inning on opening night. You know, there was that Wilmington game that they led 5-1 on Saturday in the doubleheader that they lost 11-6. But then in the second game, that's outside, and the count 2-2. You know, they were down 4-0 in the fifth inning of a seven-inning game and came back to win that one 6-5. There was the game in Greensboro on June 8th when they were down 5-0 in the eighth inning, came back to win that one 8-6. So, you know, I mean, for every tough loss, they've definitely pulled a few out of the hat. Runners go, thrown a second, not nearly in time. Double steal, both on Ronan. This and that, no chance. He wisely threw to second. But the pitch was strike three to Tillian, so two away. Russo goes to third, Conswanger goes to second on that double steal. And that was not Disson's fault. He had no prayer. Here's left-handed hitting Kellum Clark out of Mississippi State. Slider low, one ball, no strikes. Buchwald's down 2-1 here in the eighth, having already been eliminated, and I'm sure they know that in the dugout with Hudson Valley's loss to Greensboro. 1-0. Line drive, shallow right field. Treffler coming on. He's there to make the catch and retire the Sun. So Ronan put the first two guys on for free. Gets out of it. No runs, no hits. Two left. We head to the ninth. 2-1 Cyclones on the Blue Claws Radio Network and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live.
So we go to the top of the ninth inning. Last chance for Brooklyn, for the Blue Claws, against Brooklyn. Down 2-1, and the Cyclones will go to the bullpen here and summon in Josh Hetschka, who will look for his fourth save of the season for the Cyclones. 29 2/3 innings and a 1.52 ERA. 22 hits, 8 walks, and 23 strikeouts. He'll face William Bergoya, Imarian Boyd, and Troy Schreffler in the ninth inning for Jersey Shore. A ninth inning that doesn't have much
as much juice on it as it would have had Hudson Valley beaten Greensboro. Now, can you imagine this ninth inning? Blue Claws down 2-1 if they needed a win to make the playoffs, or they would miss out with a loss. But they've already, unfortunately, been eliminated. Here's William Bergoglio, who is 1-for-2 with a walk. He's been on base four times in the last two games and drove in the only Blue Claws run with a single to sixth. 0-1. Hedzka side-arming right-hander. Inside out, grounder off third. Lunging grab LaRusso to his left. Turns and throws the first in time. Great play by Nick LaRusso at third, ranging out to his left. A similar play he did not make earlier on Crawford. They gave him an error on it that I thought was probably a base hit. Well, that was a really good play going off to his left to get Bergoglio, and that's one down. If LaRusso didn't get that, that was a base hit because Lauer, the shortstop, was playing up near the bag. He wasn't going to get there. Here's Boyd against the side-arming right-hander, and Hetchka's pitch a strike. Hetchka missed all of last year with an injury. 27-year-old from Dearborn, Michigan. He went to Johns Hopkins. Made it as high as AAA Syracuse before. And Boyd skies one down the right field line. Long run for Clark into the corner. Reaching out, slides in a foul ground. And did he catch it? Yes, he did. Great play. Oh, no, they say he did not catch it. And Marion Boyd will get new life. It's a foul ball. And the count is 0-2. And Gilbert Gomez is going to argue with the one umpire in Damian Frye. If you're just joining us, and Clark, by the way, Kellum Clark saying, can't believe that they didn't rule that he caught it. The original home plate umpire today, Stone Garver, came out of the game in the sixth inning when he got hit with a foul tip right below the mask. So there's nobody for Damian Frye to consult with. On the replay, it's very difficult to say. I'll tell you what, though. It sure looked like he caught that, but they ruled it a foul ball. Clark couldn't believe it. I don't know. I thought he caught it from here, at least. What a heck of an effort. 0-2 on Boyd. Hetchka's pitch is popped up first base side. Boyd lost a bat, and the ball will go out of play. The bat ends up down in front of the Blue Claws dugout on the third base side. Trying to see what anybody else thought up here. I thought he caught it, but maybe not. So nothing in two still on Boyd. He didn't break the bat. He just lost the bat. So gets the same one. And is set now for the 0-2 from the right-hander Hetchka. And a line shot into left field. A base hit by Amarian Boyd. So Boyd with a line drive single, and he's aboard as the tying run on an 0-2 pitch with one out here with the ninth inning. That'll bring up Troy Schreffler, and now the Blue Claws, I think, will get some action back underway in their bullpen in left field in case they come back and get a run, tie or take the lead. Here is Schreffler. Oh for 3. Pitch by Hetchka, way outside, one ball, no strikes. Boyd, a big-time base dealer, 56 last year, 12 this year. Fastball low, but Hetchka's a tough guy to run on. Because of that sidearm action, he does not pick his leg up very high, which means he's pretty quick to the plate. 2-0 on Schreffler. On deck, Disson. Top of the ninth inning, 2-1 Cyclones. Boyd held on by Suero. Not going. Pitch down the middle. Strike 2-1. Hetchka looking for what would be his third save. His fourth save. He has three. This is his 20th appearance with Brooklyn this year, essentially on a rehab assignment. Last pitched on Saturday and gave up two unearned runs against Hudson Valley in 2 1/3 innings. 2-1 the count. Boyd goes. Pitch outside from a knee. Pressure to second. And pick there. Not in time. Boyd in head first. Again, Damian Frye, the only umpire. And he had to make that call himself. It was very close at second. And Boyd just dove in under the tag. That's not an easy call for one umpire from behind the plate. But it was close. Slowing it down on the replay, I'll tell you what, I think they got him. Here's the pitch to Schreffler, and check swing, they say he went, and the count 3-2. So instead of ball four, it's a full count on Schreffler. And that was another one where if you had a second umpire, you would have appealed, but no can do. 3-2 on Schreffler, tying run at second. Pitch by Hetschka. Inside it, hit him. It obviously would have been ball four anyway, but the Blue Claws have the go-ahead run on first base here in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Jordan Disson, who has had a good day. He's walked twice and doubled, just missed a home run. His double came in the third, and to this point is one of only four Blue Claws hits in the ballgame. Blue Claws had Danny Wilkinson up before when Ronan was struggling in the previous inning. We'll see if they go to him or maybe Andrew Baker. Here's Disson. First pitch by Hetschka is high. 1-0. And that'll also mean, by the way, that Justin Crawford will get an at-bat unless Disson hits into a double play, which is what they're going to try to do. Let right-handed hitters are 9-for-60 against Hetschka this year. Disson takes outside 2-0. That's 150 batting average. And now the catcher, Pregin, will go out after Disson takes ball two outside. Two and one, the count on Jordan Disson. Blue Claws down 2-1, top of the ninth. Hetschka out of the stretch, and the pitch. Inside, ball three, 3-0. Tell you what, the level of drama that you would have in this game if the Blue Claws could make the playoffs with a win would be off the charts. It's up there as it is now. 3-0 on Disson, 2-1, 1-out. Hetschka's pitch is taken for a strike, and the count is 3-1. Greg Brodzinski coaching a third, trying to get the Blue Claws to a 39th win in the first half. They would be 39-27 if they come back and win today. 3-1 on Disson, and the pitch is taken down the middle, called strike 3-2. But Greensboro's already clinched with their win. Blue Claws, since June 6th, have won 10 of 12. 3-2, Boyd at second, Schreffler at first, and swing and a miss. He gets this in strike three. So Hetschka comes from 3-0 down to strike out Jordan Disson. And there are 2 men away in the ninth inning. That will bring up Justin Crawford. Crawford is a left-handed batter from Las Vegas, 0-for-4. Base hit would score Boyd easily, who can fly. Fastball outside corner for a called strike. Now, we said righties are just hitting 150 against Hetschka. Lefties, though, 277 on the season, 13-for-47. And Crawford is a left-handed batter. A lot of room on the left side of the infield, too, as they keep Boyd close with Lauer, the shortstop. Crawford pops it up. This should do it. Into center. Morabito to his right. Waits for it. Still waiting. He's there. He's got it. Ball game over. And Brooklyn wins it 2-1. Blue Claws needed a win and a Greensboro loss. They get neither. And the Cyclones take the final game of the first half, knocking off Jersey Shore tonight at Maimonides Park by a final score of 2-1. A valiant first half by the Blue Claws, who finished this half at 38-28, 10 games over 500, and they end up with wins in their 10 of their last 13 games, but they could not quite catch Greensboro, who went 8-1 over the final 9 games to win the first half. Congrats to the Grasshoppers, who had clinched it earlier with their win, regardless of this Blue Claws defeat here in Brooklyn. Blue Claws will start the second half tomorrow with Emerson Castellano on the mound. Brooklyn 2 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. And the Blue Claws, one run on just four hits and no errors. Jonah Tong, the winner. And Tong is 2-1. And Sam Aldegary, the loss, he is 5-4. Josh Hetchka, the save, his fourth in 2 hours and 37 minutes. Blue Claws will be back home on Tuesday, and that'll be our next broadcast from Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. A magnificent first half by the Blue Claws. They fall just a hair short of first place Greensboro. But a lot to be proud of, and they will take on Brooklyn again tomorrow. Congrats to the Blue Claws on a great run in the first half, and while it didn't work out, they have, again, a lot to be proud of. They can hold their heads high. They played hard all the way through till the final out of the half. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Greg Ciamparisi from Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, signing off.